We have a couple guys here that lift, right? Raise your hand if you lift. Okay, all right. There's something called when you lift for a certain amount of time and you what? Plateau, yep. Right? It's like there's a time when you couldn't lift a certain amount, but now you can. And the temptation is just to stick to that, right? But you know what happens when you just stick to that? You plateau and you no longer grow,
right?
So what do you have to do? So that's almost like it's like you're doing it, you're still sweating, you're working your muscles, but you go home and you still look scraggly. You're like, man, my chest is not getting bigger, my biceps are not big, and my traps, and blah, 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 blah. I just don't look the way I want it to look because you've plateaued. Now, here are your two options. Stop working out because you think it doesn't work, right? Or you actually have to put more weight. Because
right.
The way you get out of plateauing is by putting on more weight, more plates, right? Yep. So, well, I can't even lift it. Well, that's the point. You have to try to lift things that you can't lift in order to grow in that area, right? Now, here's the thing. As a church or as an individual, well, let's say as a church first. As a church, we will plateau. We will hit a lid. We will reach a point where it's just like, hey, brother, it doesn't seem like we're growing anymore. What's up with that? Like, are we not right with God? You know, are people just, what's going on? It's called a lid. You hit a lid. You plateaued. Now, this is what the plateauing doesn't mean. It doesn't mean, well, I guess we're doing things wrong, so we got to switch the way we preach. We can't do door-to-door soul winning, so let's just stick to evangelistic services. You know, let's open up a bus ministry and just bus in 50 kids and not even check on their salvation list with the numbers. It's just all about the numbers. That's not what that means. Plateauing is not a stop sign. It's a growth sign. So what does that mean? It means, okay, we've hit our potential in this chapter of our lives. It's time to flip the page. And work a little harder, put a little more weight on the bar, spar with someone who is a seasoned boxer or a kickboxer if you want to be better. You know, it's not fun when you get into a kickboxing match with someone who's just as good as you because you're not going to grow. You actually have to spar with someone who's better than you, who punches harder, kicks harder, is faster if you want to grow. That's true in jiu-jitsu, is it not? If you want to grow as a jiu-jitsu practitioner, if you're a white belt, you have to go with the blue belts and the purple belts. If you want to get better. Oh, I just feel like I plateaued. Okay, then it's time to put more weight on the bar. That's all it means. Look at 2 Corinthians 8. Verse 1, it says, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded into the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. You say, what are we trying to do when we hit that lid? Go beyond our power. Like, I don't know if I can do that. Well, you know what? Maybe as an individual you can't, but as a church we can. We can add more weight and help you along. I mean, when you lift weights, like let's say you bench press, you experts out there, when you bench press, if you lift heavier weight, doesn't it help when you have a spotter even put two fingers below the bar or something? When they're like, and you just tap it. For some reason it helps. I don't know if it's like black magic or voodoo. I don't know what it is, but it does help, right? Well, in like manner, if you're not ready for that extra weight, just push. And the members will just kind of help you along. And you know what? Give it a couple months, give it a couple weeks, and you'll be able to lift that weight just fine. Okay? Beyond your power. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:8, you don't have to turn there. We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul saying, man, I felt like we were dying. But you know what? Except the corner wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But once it falls and it dies, it brings forth much fruit. So in order to get beyond that lid, In order to get beyond that plateauing, we just got to put more weight. And look, we're not plateauing right now. Amen? We're still growing. I'm just preparing you for when we do plateau. Because it will happen. And that's not a time to get critical. And that's not a time, oh, what's going on? And start complaining. You know what I'm going to tell you? Time to put more weight. Time to go to the uttermost parts of the world. Time to create new ideas, new films, new soul winning areas. Time to do more is what we need to do. Because we hit a plateau. We've reached the potential of where we're at. It's time to go beyond that.